Welcome into this latest WNCW interview. It's my pleasure to have with us Dr. Lewis Martin Vega, Dean of Engineering at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. This is an exciting time for Isothermal Community College. A special partnership has formed. There's a lot to talk about. And Mr. Martin Vega, pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. On behalf of our College of Engineering at NC State and NC State in general, we're delighted to be here and to be entering into this relationship with Isothermal and this community. It's something that has grown naturally out of a very nice relationship with President Dalton. And, it's our pleasure to be able to be here and sort of extend what we're trying to do in engineering to this part of the state.
Well, at the time we're recording this, you actually are on campus. You and President Dalton will get together here in just a few minutes, and we'll have a public event here on campus to announce these partnerships. But we're going to talk about them right now and make our listening audience aware. The first part of the announcement has to do with a summer camp that'll be coming, an engineering camp. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, well, even though our college is a very large college and, we have over 9,000 students in engineering at NC State and we do a tremendous amount of research, we also have a lot of efforts and focus a lot on what we call the outreach activities in the K-12 community. And as a result of that, we have developed over the years many summer camp opportunities for students in the K-12 environment. We started with high school, but actually have worked our way down to middle school and elementary school and run 16 to 20 of these camps on campus. In addition to that, though, we decided we needed to go out to the state and have developed camps in areas like Rocky Mount and Wilmington and others. So what we're looking forward to is extending this effort that we have right here with Isothermal Community College in this community and really establishing another one of our engineering summer camps right here. We're looking to see if we can get this started up already next summer.
There will be a joint committee formed, I understand, to come up with a plan called a 2+2 program and pathway that will eventually allow a local high school student to begin working at Isothermal, actually towards an engineering degree from NC State. That's also a part of this announcement. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And that, again, is an outgrowth of activities that were started a number of years ago by the College of Engineering and Craven Community College was really where we first started piloting that and has now extended to some other community colleges as well. But the key to this is the work that our folks at our college have done to create what we call the articulation agreements that sort of ensure that the work and the credits that are being taken at a community college will transfer in almost a seamless way so that you truly have a pathway for our students or the students in this area to go from high school through community college directly into the College of Engineering or, in fact, take many of their courses while not even having to come to NC State. The key is that, it is seamless and it will result in essentially a four-year degree, not that they will have to be repeating and doing a lot of things all over again.
I've always thought anytime you can give a student the opportunity to move ahead, to gain ground in that way, especially when you're talking about the transition from high school to community college into a four-year college and so on, that is just tremendous.
Well, this is literally what's happening. I mean, what we're seeing is early career high schools that are providing high school students with essentially college experience, and we're seeing community college experiences that are providing students with upper-level experiences. And as a result of that, again, this pathway that literally starts all the way back even with the elementary summer camps, if you want to look at it that way, is something that becomes a critical part of moving this whole agenda of engineering education forward. A key part of this is there's probably not been a time, at least in my career, where the opportunities that these young folks have in the world of engineering across many of these areas of engineering has been better. We literally, because of our size and our critical mass, attract a lot of recruiters to NC State. But I will tell you that our numbers are the highest they've ever been. We have over 320 companies that come to our career fairs. And we want to make sure that we involve the students from this area, whether they're in community college, high school, or in that pathway, that they become a part of what engineering is and what our college is as early as possible.
Okay, let's move on to the possible third part of this. And we understand that NC State might be playing the role of what would be called an evaluator in support of the Global Advanced Industrial Technology Consortium. President Dalton was telling me a possible grant. That's still unknown, but this is a concept that you like, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, the concept itself, which brings together a number of community colleges, I believe it links even down to Florida and certainly South Carolina and some other areas, is really a tribute to the vision and sort of the big picture that President Dalton has about the role that Isothermal Community College can play in leading an effort like this. The role that we're delighted to play is through our Industrial Extension Service, which is really part of the College of Engineering and is the major impact that we have in the state in terms of reaching businesses and organizations. They have developed a capability to do the assessment and evaluation work of these kinds of grants. So in essence, the partnership that we have here is, and you're right, I mean, it's a proposal that's been developed. It hasn't been funded yet. It certainly should be funded because it's just a tremendous idea. And what we will be able to do is assist in the work that has to do with the internal assessment and the movement and the growth of this project going forward. There is an expertise and a capability that our Industrial Extension Service has developed, and we are, very glad, delighted to be able to put that at the service of this particular effort.
Well, we've just talked about a lot of great things and these announcements and partnerships that are coming together. What I'd like to do next is to ask you, because you're certainly an expert, when we talk about engineering in this day and time, and maybe the listeners need to get refreshed, a lot of times here in Western North Carolina, we may think of the textile industry, but engineering is modern. And with the economy, the changes we've seen, just kind of give us a quick rundown of what engineering means overall and what the future should hold.
Well, I think the most important message that we'd like to share, and this is why we want to reach as early as we can to all of these young people, is the understanding of the excitement that exists in engineering and the tremendous platform that engineering serves for a whole host of career options. This is not a field that narrows people's opportunities in life. It's really something that just broadens them tremendously. I myself was involved in the semiconductor industry for many years, and I can tell you that you would not be able to get into that environment without a platform of an engineering degree. But where that could take you, it was really limitless. We have many engineers who then become physicians. You are not a patent attorney in this country without an engineering degree, and so on and so forth. So the understanding that this is not a profession that limits anybody, but in fact provides a tremendous platform for a whole host of future opportunities, is really critical. And within that are the opportunities that grow at graduate levels in worlds of engineering and research and so on. Engineering is defined to some degree by its disciplines, what people understand, the civil engineering disciplines, mechanical, aerospace, electrical, and others. But it's also defined really by the societal issues that it addresses, the problems that it's trying to solve every day. Problems of sustainability, problems of health, problems of energy, problems of security. It touches just about everything that we do. And if anybody were to just to take a moment and say, well, what would happen if we were to turn off engineering for one day? I think we'd find that from the very beginning of our day, we would be impacted in ways that would be pretty adverse. We're there under the surface, but playing a very, very critical role in everything that moves our state, our nation, every area forwards.
We want to remind our listening audience that our guest is Dr. Lewis Martin Vega, Dean of Engineering at North Carolina State University, in town today with Walter Dalton here at Isothermal to talk about some very special things that we've been covering. Tell us about NC State's College of Engineering, internationally known.
Well, I'm the Dean of Engineering, so my job is to boast, right, and to be an advocate, but we have a lot to boast about. It is a tremendous College of Engineering. I have been fortunate to be in front of this college for now 8 years, but building upon, my predecessors who literally have just done a phenomenal job. It's a tremendous team of faculty and staff that are totally dedicated to trying to provide an experience for our students that will be extremely value-added for them. And we see this in the tremendous opportunities that they have. It's a very large college. We are the seventh largest producer of engineering and computer science graduates in the country. And so that's a very significant impact that we play. But it isn't just an issue of quantity, obviously. It's an issue of quality. We have some of the top faculty and researchers that you could have anywhere in the country, in the world. We have some very singular achievements. The only College of Engineering that currently leads two National Science Foundation engineering research centers. That's a very strong point of pride.
Well, from here, we look forward to the official announcement of this partnership to see what develops in the days ahead. That's our WNCW feature interview. Dr. Louis Martin-Vega, thank you again.
Thank you.